Boker Tov Rabotai, welcome back. We are, today is Yom Revi'i B'Shabbat Kodesh, L'Seder B'Midbar, Kaf Vav Be'iyar. On page Resh Mem Tet, beginning of the second Ma'amar, Shuva Yisrael, Ad Hashem Eloheicha. Nach Pesad Derech Enav Nachkora, Misaprim Al Gaon Rabbi Yonatan Ha'i B'Shit Zatzan, Shavi V'Aim Ekorav Al Malchut. V'Hamelech B'Kshu, Shishlach Alev Et Beno, Aval Lo Yomar Lo Echan Bet HaMelech. Rav Yonatan Ha'i B'Shit's father was, I guess, on very good terms with the king or with the governor or whatever was going on in Ashkenaz at that time. And the king asked for his father to send Rabbi Yonasan as a kid, but don't tell him where the palace is. V'kach asa, amar Rav livno, shamelech rotze shiavo elav. Abin apikeach, abin midatov, shal anashim, at shegi el armon. Little Yonasan asked people where the palace was. V'chshenichnas l'sha'al, lo amru lo ashomrim davar. They didn't tell him exactly which room or which office the king was in because those were the instructions they got. Says, how do you know I'm the king? So he says, I asked people. They told me. Chazar v'shal, ומה היית עושה אילו אחד היה אומר לך שהדרך מכאן והשני אומר לך שהדרך משם? ולדענה, הייתי שואל עוד אנשים והרוב יכריע. He says, what would you do if some people told you to go this way and other people told you to go that way in order to find me? What would you do if you got conflicting information? So he said, I would ask more people and I would go by the Rov. So he told him, the king was about to thought that he was going to stump little Yonatan. Shalom ha-melech, im kidvarecha, hare kol ha-olam goyim, v'rak me'ot yehudim, im ken, lama lo telech achare ha-rov goyim? He says, if that's the case, if the Torah tells you to go by Rov, a majority of the people in the world, they're goyim. And don't believe necessarily in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only the minority of the world is Jews. So why are you so, you know, why do you follow Torah and mitzvot? Go by the Rov. Even the Torah says to go by the Rov. V'hayeled ana b'chokhma. B'chutz, lo yada'ati mi ha-melech. Sham, hayiti holech lefi ha-rov. Aval ata shekvar ani yodea mi ha-melech, gam im yavo kulam v'lo rak Rov, v'yomru li she'ata lo ha-melech, He told him, he says, before I met you, I didn't know you were the king. So I would ask a bunch of people and go by Rov. Now that I met you and now I know you're the king, then even if, not only Rov, but even if the whole world comes and tells me you're not, I wouldn't believe them anymore. Which means to say, Rov is only machriya safek, but Rov is not machriya vadai. Once I have a vada'ut, Rov plays no role any longer. That's pretty lumdish. Anyway, so he says, yeah? I don't know if the king chopped, but he's like, he was telling me, a shtickle shir klali. Rov is a machriya. Rov is not a, it's not a metzias. Rov is a machriya. V'lachin, amar an-navi, nachpesa derechinu v'nachkora v'nashuva ad Adonai, ki al yidei shenashuv el Hashem, kvar, in Od Malachkor, once you return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing else to investigate. You return to Hashem, you know that's the truth. V'Rambam chiber sefer, Morei Nevuchim, ומי שמתעמק בו לפעמים מתבלבל, ולכן לא יקרא בספר הזה, כי נכתב רק לאדם נבוך. Interestingly, the Chaim Tzion has a shita, the Rambam wrote a sefer, Morei Nevuchim, very, very deep, philosophical essays, and he says not everybody should read from it because those who learn it sometimes can get, you know, confused or confounded in their belief systems. The Rambam only wrote it, he writes in the Agdama, he wrote it for confused people. Morei Nevuchim. If you're Navuch, if you're confused, then learn the Sefer. But if your Emunah is very, very stark, there's no need for you to learn the Sefer. That's the Chaim Ben Tzion says that, Maran Miprag holds that, Chafetz Chaim held that, but anyway, whatever. Huh? Yeah, in the Agdama. He says he wrote it for those with confused doubt. V'chein b'shar ha'yichud ve'emunah shel ba'al chovot ha'levavot, yesh chasidim she'enam kor'im bo ki pochadim li'ikashel. There are those who said that shar ha'yichud in chovot ha'levavot also has a similar idea that you can get confused. And there are those who don't learn it because they're concerned that their emunah might be thrown into turmoil if they read it and don't understand it. Which means if your emunah is chazak, you can you can avoid learning those specific things. Do you have questions in Emunah B'Tachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Forget about where you're holding in Emunah B'Tachon. Do you have questions about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world? If you feel you have questions that are unanswered and it's staring your Emunah and your Avodat Hashem, then learn it. Bevadai. Yeah, these are works that were written by Rishonim Kimat Achim. Aval, if your Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chazak, learn regular things. I'm not going to tell you that everybody necessarily agrees with this, but this is a mahalach. Lecha levadecha chatati. David HaMelech alav shalom omer, lecha levadecha chatati ve'ara be'aynecha asiti leman titzdak bedovrecha tizkeh b'shoftecha. B'lechaora kashe, v'chi keilu yesh shituf chas v'shalom shehu tzrach leadgish shechata rak la'ashem levado. What does David HaMelech mean to say that I have sinned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu only? What does he mean to be? What Chalila Hashem is Hashutafim? What does it mean? Lecha levadecha chatati. What does that mean? Just to you. Ve'od kashe, ma shayach, the continuation of the pasuk, leman titzdak bedovrecha v'chiyachet hayarak la'ashem levado, ela amru rabotenu zal, the Gemara explains, shedavid ha-melech lo haya ra'ui le'oto ma'ase, sh'arei ha'id al atzmo, v'libi chalal bekirbi. The ma'ase with Batsheva, David ha-melech, was really not ra'ui. It should not have happened to him. David HaMelech had literally defeated his Yetzer Hara. So why did the Ma'asev Batsheva, why was it mitgalgel to happen with David HaMelech? Uma sha'aya ya gzirat melech b'chdeh she'ilmedu mimenu derech teshuva, she'akadosh baruch hu mochel gam liyachid shechata. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this entire saga happen so that people should be able to learn from David HaMelech that there is a path to teshuva, even not only for a tzibur, but even for individuals who sinned. That's why the Gemara says, "Kol haomer David chata, eino elo to'eh." HaKadosh Baruch Hu set him up in order for this ma'aseh to happen, so that we learn that anybody can be chozer b'tshuva. Uma she'amar David, lecha levadecha chatati, lema'an titzdak bedovrecha, bi'er ben Yona, bishne derachim. Reshit, she'ilu haya achet ben adam lechavero, אחר שביקש ממנו סליחה, נגמר הדבר ונשאר רק חטא נגד השם. וכמו שלפני הפטירה, אדם עושה חשבון למי חייב כסף וכדומה, ורק אחר שבטוח שלא חייב עוד לשום אדם, מתחיל לחשוב איך יעמוד לפני בדין של מעלה, שראינו לב שקט לחשוב שלא חטא לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא. It says, when you do בן אדם לחברו, you pay him back, and now all that's left is the בן אדם למקום component of those sins. It's like a person on his deathbed, he makes חשבונות who I still owe money to, outstanding debts, whatever. You satisfy those debts, and then you start thinking, okay, what am I going to do in terms of my ben adam lamakom? V'chan omer David HaMelech, she'me'olam lo chata le'ish, v'nizhar b'chavod abriyot, katan kegadol, v'chol chet'o haya rak lecha levadecha chatati. David HaMelech attests to the fact that he had zero avonot ben adam lachavero. He never hurt anybody. He was always careful to be mechabed everybody. And the only chet he ever did was lecha levadecha chatati. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this chet was only kenegdecha. That's what I have to be shav b'tshuva for. V'zeh leshon Rabbi Yona. Perush, lecha levadecha chatati, lo chatati le'ish, ve'lo ha'etarti dvarai alav, ve'lo lakachti miyad ish me'uma she'etzterech limchilato ulehashiv et gzelato. I don't need to ask anyone for mechila besides for you. Ve'en kaparati tluya ela beslichatcha. I need your slicha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omer David HaMelech, another thing he says, leman titzdak bedovrecha, shegam ma shemibakesh sheyislach lo, eino leman atzmo, ela leman kvod Hashem, sheyigdal shmo yitbarach ba'olam, sheyidu kulam shehu chanun ha'merbe lislawach, ulman ha'shechina hakedosha, ki ata ohev le'itiv, vezo midat tuvecha, v'ani rotze sheshimcha yitchalel chas v'shalom, chas v'chalila bagoyim. David HaMelech says, this that I'm asking you for mechila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not even for me. It's in order to avoid a chilul Hashem. It's for people to see how great you are, that you are hanun v'rachum, you are you're gracious and forgiving and accepting of those who are chozer b'tshuva. I'm asking for you to forgive me to create a kiddush Hashem. V'kamvar b'sha'aret teshuva ulshon lema'an ki godel achet siba leivada godel atzdaka b'slichato. the greater the sin that we do k'neged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greater the Kiddush Hashem that is achieved when HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives us. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu can find it within Himself to forgive us even for such great avonot, that's an indication of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al ken yimshol ladavar kilu haya reshit chatat, leman yigale chesed Hashem v'tzidkato uvislichato biyom shofto. That's exactly what David HaMelech was asking for. He says, I know my sin was great, but the greater the sin, the greater the Kiddush Hashem, that you're able to carry it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is why I'm asking you to forgive me. ולפי דרכנו למדנו, דבר חשוב בהכרת החטא, שכאשר החוטא יודע את גודל החטא והקדוש ברוך הוא סולח לו, יותר נראית בזה גדולתו של הקדוש ברוך הוא. When the sinner realizes how great the sin was, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to forgive him, you come to realize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. ולמשל, אדם לבא מחברו סכום כסף, ואינו יכול לפרוע. המלווה נודע לו מכך ומחל לו. שימה איזה סכום קטן, לא אומרים כמה נדיב האיש הזה שוויתר על החוב. אבל כשהלווה, כשהלווה סכום רב ומוכל לו מכל הלב, כולם מתפעלים מדיבות ליבו של המלווה. It's a person lends somebody else money, and he realizes that the borrower can't pay it back. So he decides to be mochel, decides to forego the loan. If it was a small, if it was a small amount of money, nobody says, wow, you're so generous. Well, it was a small amount of money, fine, big chesed, yafeh, whatever. But if he lent him a tremendous sum of money, and the malveh is willing to forego it, people say, wow, what a generous person.
ולכן אומר דוד המלך, ריבונו של העולם, יודע אני עד איכן עומק החטא.
I know, we both know, how great my sin was.
ולכן אם תסלח לי, יתגדל כבודך, למען תצדק בדובריך.
דוד המלך says, therefore, if you forgive me, people will come to know how great and how generous and forgiving you really are. So please forgive me, למען שמך הגדול, שיתקדש לעיני העולם. That's what David HaMelech was asking for. We'll continue בעזרת השם תמר. כל טוב. שכוח.